Welcome to another episode of Dreamweaves, the podcast that takes you on a journey through mesmerizing stories and soothing tips, creating the perfect atmosphere for a restful slumber. Hello, Dreamers. As you know, Dreamweaves podcast, hosted by me, Carol May, a Polish psychologist, psychotherapist, and author of the book Dreamwaves, is designed especially to help you drift off to dreamland. In today's episode, we'll set sail on the seven seas and follow the adventures of brave explorers and their fantastic voyages. Have you ever been on a sailing boat? Imagine yourself standing on a beautiful sailing boat with the bright sun shining above you and a gentle breeze blowing through your hair. The waves gently lap against the side of the boat, creating a soothing rhythm that calms your mind. As the boat glides across the water, you can see dolphins playfully leaping alongside and seabirds soaring gracefully overhead. The world around you is full of life and wonder, and you can't help but feel a sense of excitement and adventure. Did you know that the wind plays a crucial role in sailing? It's the force that pushes the boat through the water, and sailors must learn to work with the wind to navigate their course. The sails on a boat are specially designed to catch the wind and help control the boat's direction and speed. Sailors have been using the power of the wind for thousands of years, and it's still an important way people travel and explore the world today. While sailing can be a lot of fun, it's essential to remember to be safe near the water. Always wear a life jacket when you're on a boat, and never go near the water without an adult to watch over you. The ocean is a vast and powerful place, but with the right precautions, it can also be a source of endless wonder and discovery. So let's embark on this fantastic voyage together and see what amazing adventures await us on the high seas. Before we embark on this exciting journey, let me share a little about my book, Dreamwaves. It's a collection of soothing bedtime poems and relaxation techniques that will help you and your little ones relax and unwind after a busy day. Dreamwaves is available on Amazon.com now. Let's hoist the anchor and begin our adventure. In the first part of our episode, we'll explore the tales of legendary explorers. Maybe you heard about Christopher Columbus or Vasco da Gama. Both of them were brave adventurers who set out to discover new lands and cultures. But today I want to say you about another famous sailor. Her name was Jeanne Barré, and she was the first woman to ever sail around the world. Jeanne was a fearless and determined explorer who disguised herself as a man so she could join a famous expedition led by a French captain named Louis-Antoine de Bougainville. She wanted to see the world and learn about the plants and animals in far-off lands. Can you imagine how exciting and challenging her journey must have been? During her travels, Jeanne faced many obstacles and adventures, but she never gave up. She sailed across the vast oceans, encountered incredible wildlife, and visited fascinating places full of new people and customs. Jeanne was a true trailblazer, showing that anyone can achieve great things if they have the courage and determination to follow their dreams. So, as we listen to the stories of these amazing explorers, let's remember that with bravery, curiosity, and a sense of adventure, we can all become explorers in our own way. Whether it's discovering new things in our own backyards or learning about people and places from faraway lands, there's always something new and exciting waiting to be found. So come on, dreamers, let's set sail on this exciting journey and uncover the incredible tales of the brave sailors who ventured into the unknown. As we journey through these thrilling tales, let's practice a relaxation technique for both kids and parents. This technique is called deep breathing. Find a comfortable position and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, Hold it for a moment, then slowly exhale through your nose. Now we will repeat this process 3 more times, focusing on the sensation of your breath as it fills your lungs and then gently leaves your body. Inhale, hold, exhale, inhale, hold, exhale, inhale, hold, exhale. As you breathe deeply, you'll find yourself feeling more relaxed and calm. There are many breathing techniques, but sometimes they are too boring for kids. That's why I changed some of them to joyful rhyme poems. In this form, kids love it. You can find these poems in my book. Now let's continue our voyage across the 7 seas. In the second part of our episode, we'll dive into the world of fantastic voyages filled with mythical creatures and hidden treasures. One such adventure is the story of Sinbad the Sailor, a brave and clever hero from the famous collection of tales called 1001 Nights. Sinbad embarked on 7 exciting voyages, encountering magical creatures, battling storms, and discovering treasures beyond his wildest dreams. Can you imagine sailing through the ocean and meeting giants, enormous birds, or friendly mermaids? All right, dreamers, let me tell you one of Sinbad's amazing adventures that took him to a magical island. Once upon a time, Sinbad the Sailor went on a thrilling adventure across the sea. He set sail on a beautiful ship with a brave crew, eager to discover new lands and treasure. One day, they reached an island full of lush, green trees and colorful flowers. On this island, Sinbad and his crew found a gigantic egg. They were amazed and wondered what kind of creature could lay such a huge egg. Just as they were about to have lunch, the egg cracked open and a baby roc, a massive bird, emerged from it. Sinbad and his friends gasped in awe but knew they couldn't stay on the island for long. The mother roc would return soon, and they didn't want to disturb her nest. So Sinbad and his crew quickly set sail again, taking some of the island's beautiful flowers with them to remember their exciting adventure. And so Sinbad the Sailor continued his journey, always ready for the next surprising and funny experience. The story of Sinbad and the baby roc taught the crew to always respect nature and its wonders, no matter how big or small. As we explore these enchanting stories, we'll learn that every adventure teaches us something valuable. Sinbad's journeys helped him grow wiser and more resourceful, and he always managed to find his way back home, no matter how far he had traveled. Like Sinbad, we can face our own challenges with courage and learn from our experiences, whether we're exploring new places or facing everyday obstacles. So, dreamers, as we sail through these thrilling tales, remember that life is full of amazing adventures waiting to be discovered. Let your imagination be your guide, and always be ready to face the unknown with courage, creativity, and a sense of wonder. With a little bit of magic and a whole lot of determination, we can all become the heroes of our own fantastic voyages. As we draw our journey to a close, it's time for a short bedtime story. Tonight's tale is about a young girl named Lila who discovers a magical compass that leads her on an unforgettable adventure across the seas. Along the way, Lila learns valuable lessons about courage, friendship, and the power of imagination. Lila and the Magical Compass. Once upon a time, in a small seaside village, there lived a young girl named Lila. She was an adventurous spirit, always eager to explore the world beyond her village. One day, while playing near the shore, Lila stumbled upon an old, mysterious compass half buried in the sand. Intrigued by her discovery, Lila carefully examined the compass. To her surprise, the needle didn't point north. Instead, It seemed to be pointing towards a distant, uncharted island. Lila's eyes sparkled with excitement, and she knew that she had to follow the compass to uncover its secret. With her parents' permission, Lila joined a group of kind-hearted sailors on their ship, and together they set sail towards the unknown. Guided by the magical compass, they ventured through calm waters, fierce storms, and swirling mists. As they sailed, Lila encountered mythical creatures like playful dolphins that performed acrobatics, a wise old sea turtle who shared tales of hidden treasures, and even a majestic mermaid who sang a melody so enchanting that it calmed the stormy seas. One day, the compass led them to a beautiful island filled with lush forests, colorful flowers, and crystal-clear waterfalls. The island was home to a group of children who had been shipwrecked and left stranded. They had been living on the island, waiting for someone to find them and help them return home. Lila knew that this was the purpose of the magical compass. With the help of her new sailor friends, they built a bigger ship, and together they embarked on a journey to reunite the lost children with their families. As they sailed from port to port, Lila and her friends encountered more adventures, learned valuable lessons about friendship and bravery, and forged bonds that would last a lifetime. And when the last child was finally reunited with their loved ones, the magical compass began to point north once more, guiding Lila and her friends safely back to their own village. Upon her return, Lila shared her extraordinary adventure with her family and friends, inspiring everyone in the village with tales of the wonders that lay beyond the horizon. And as she tucked the magical compass safely away, she knew that she would never forget her incredible journey across the seven seas. The end. So, it's time to go to sleep. In today's episode, we set sail on the seven seas and followed the adventures of brave explorers and their fantastic voyages. We learned about the first woman sailor, who proved that courage and determination know no gender. We also embarked on a thrilling journey with Sinbad, discovering magical lands and encountering mythical creatures. I hope you enjoyed these fascinating stories and facts about life at sea. As we say goodnight, let's wish each other fair winds and following seas, just like the sailors would. Sleep tight, little dreamweavers, and may your dreams be filled with adventure and wonder. And remember, sweet dreams are just a few dreamweaves away.